Mark Scar on Rotary on the Radio on KIOW. Proud to welcome in a very familiar voice to Four Cityans and North Iowans, Don Meyer. Don is the district governor for District 5970 of Rotary this year. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
You bet. And you became district governor in July, and of course will serve until June 30th of 2023. Tell me a little bit about your responsibilities as district governor. What are some of the things they've got you doing?
Sure. First of all, it's certainly my honor and privilege to be serving as district governor. There's a lot of responsibility, of course, that comes with that, but it's a lot of fun things you get to do as district governor, one of which is visiting all 49 of our clubs. And so between now, starting next week, in fact, all the way into December, I'll be visiting each one of our 49 clubs in our district, which basically covers the northern half of Iowa. And when I make these club visits, part of that is motivational to keep the clubs fired up about Rotary, about what they're doing. How can they increase their impact? How can they grow their membership? How can they serve their community better? Just to keep them all motivated about doing that. And then also to help them with any, you know, issues their club might be facing, any challenges that they need help with. We have all kinds of resources available from our district and from Rotary International as well. So that's my favorite part, getting out there to be with these Rotarians, to meet them, to see how they're feeling about their involvement in Rotary. And so that's a big part of it. The other part, of course, is leading our district board and making sure we're following Rotary's action plan and accomplishing everything we can do to keep making Rotary better and better.
Talking with Don Meyer, District Governor, Rotary, District 5970. And Don, I know you've got an initiative, and it's called Imagine I Belong. Tell us about that.
Thanks for asking about that. I was going to mention it if you hadn't asked. The president this year of Rotary International, Jennifer Jones, she's from Toronto, Canada. Her theme this year, every president each year has a new theme. Her theme this year is called Imagine Rotary. And I love that theme. I'll be talking with all the clubs about that, too. It's about imagining what can be with our work in Rotary and dreaming big and looking ahead. What can we accomplish? What can we do better? Well, one of the things she talks about a lot is what she calls the care and comfort of our existing members. While it's really important, of course, to keep recruiting new members to Rotary, we each year we're losing way too many existing members who decide not to stay with Rotary. So that has to do a lot with engagement of our members, making sure that we appreciate each one of them, we recognize each one of them, we involve each one of them, thank them for who they are, what they do. And so I call it Imagine I Belong. We all have this need to belong. And so that's going to be an emphasis of mine as I visit with the clubs. You know, if we feel like we belong, why would we want to leave? So I'm really going to be pushing that with the clubs this year. I'm really excited about it.
Talking with Don Meyer, president of District 5970, or the district governor, I should say, for District 5970 in Rotary. And of course, one of the big things for Rotary is polio, and there's been some kind of scary news out, I guess, in New York about some discoveries of potential resurgence of polio. And of course, we've got it nearly eradicated, and that's kind of our own ongoing charge, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, of course, we keep working at that. You know, we're down to two countries left where there are new cases being reported of what we call the wild polio virus. The one or two up in New York that were reported were cases that came of what's called the vaccine originated virus. You know, when they vaccinate people for polio, you know, they will include a portion of the virus to help the body, you know, recognize it and fight it. And so once in a while, like this, you will get a case of polio, but it comes out of the vaccine-originated virus, not the wild polio virus. Because it's vaccine-originated, it's much easier to control. And so we think we've got that. We think it's really manageable to make sure that doesn't spread. So, you know, there's lots of information on our Rotary, you know, national website about that, too. So we're feeling really pretty confident that we can keep it under control.
And, Don, one of your kind of lifelong passions since you've been in Rotary has been the Rotary Foundation. Maybe you can speak a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, my favorite topic. The Rotary Foundation does so much good in the world. And we think about the funding that the Rotary Foundation provides. It not only helps, you know, projects all across the world, but it also helps with projects right here at home, right here in our communities, in your community of Forest City. You know, we have a great Rotary Club there. Your club is so great there in Forest City. We have a wonderful club here in Waverly. And the Rotary Foundation helps fund projects in both of our communities, in each one of the communities. It's just a lot of good that gets done through the work of the foundation, and that's most all of it funded by Rotarians themselves.
Don, thank you for taking this on and being our district governor this year, and we appreciate your time and happy travels across the district.
Thank you so much, Mark. I look forward to it, and I look forward to visiting the Forest City Club, too.
Don Meyer is the district governor, District 5970 for Rotary. And this has been Rotary on the Radio. For Don Meyer, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW.